Good evening, wanderers, travelers, hitchhikers. You're now aboard the airship. Please recline your seats back. Find a good beverage. Join us for the journey. My name's Roy, the pilot. We have Bentley, who's our co-pilot tonight. Sean's the in-flight engineer. Got us through the ship. I'd like to introduce Enrapture tonight. So if you just start around with Sam over there. Who are you and what do you do with the band?
Hi, I'm Sam. I pretty much run the samples, our wacky sounds, play keys and synthesizers, two keyboards.
Cool. I'm Zach. I play bass.
I'm Kaylee. I also do the crazy sounds and the synth and the keyboards and the piano.
I'm Tony. I play one of the guitars.
I'm Nate, and I also play guitar.
Cool, cool. Let's hang back and just listen to us. Tell us about when it's dope.
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is DJ Bentley. I'm co-hosting here with Roy. And I just had a question for you, Nate. That was Splinters. Can you tell us what that was about?
What was
like what you were thinking when you wrote that song? Because that was very beautiful.
In the same silky smooth voice that she used, please.
That was that's actually one of our older ones. That was one of the first ones we did. So honestly, I really can't tell you what I was thinking about when I did it. I know we get asked stuff like that, and like, you know, not having like lyrics or anything or words to it, you know. I was just thinking about whatever, but that's, that song's like, actually, that song's like 2 years old. I wrote that back in my last band, and we didn't use it, but...
You didn't use it at all?
No, we didn't use it. I've had lots of, like, I've had lots of failed projects to where I just kind of carry stuff over so it's not, like, wasted.
Right. Well,
those are just opportunities to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just carry it forward.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard saying, but it's always different to me whenever I listen to it, you know, whenever I come back to it. That's actually the first time I've heard the album version of that. I'd never listened to it.
I really enjoyed it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd say I wouldn't worry about words to something like that. It speaks pretty good for itself.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of, like, being out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of closing my eyes. If I would close my eyes and just listened.
Well, that's the thing about our music. It's really, really open to any kind of interpretation. That goes for all music. But, you know,
right.
It's just, yeah. So, you know, I really don't have an answer for what I was thinking.
So I'm curious to hear from our two key players on that one. That's some pretty spacey stuff. What do you guys think about your role in it, creating it? What'd you throw into it?
We pretty much push just single notes almost that entire time, but the ambience in it, it's just, that's what's so cool about the synthesizers and the keys is that it's just so beautiful and it can set the mood, it can set the feeling, and when you throw in guitars and the just a little bit of hearted soul in there in the solos, it all coordinates so well. And I don't know, keyboards are just an accent. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, keyboards were actually pretty simple on that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just kind of letting all the effects take over and just,
I really think even though, as simple as it is, we all play our role. And so even though there's six people in this band, it all really, it comes together in such an easy way that everybody can kind of just, they can just relax and just sort of check it out at least. But it takes a lot of hard work, but it doesn't seem like it does.
It's a hard one to play live.
Yeah,
too.
It really is. That's... The timing is hard, but I think writing and then coming together and kind of like trying to envision Nate's vision with that song was a challenge, but I think it.
I like this version better than what I originally did because I have original recordings of actually almost everything on our CD. But that is a hard one to do live because, you know, it's
hard to keep the attention.
You hear a lot of talking in the crowd, but it's, I think we just got to do it right.
Not having a drummer there to keep a tempo for you is kind of tricky.
Just stay in the moment.
Yeah.
That song would be really boring if, like, any one part was cut out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd make it.
Yeah.
It takes all of us
different.
To make it.
Honestly, it doesn't have the same effect live. I mean, I think that.
Yeah. No.
Well, it's sitting listening to it at home or in a studio or something like that. It's like classical music. You're listening with intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's
the
difference.
Yeah.
You're listening with intent.
I hope that's what people do with their music and not just, like, you know, background. But,
So this is really cool. I wanted to open up with this night because it was just so cool. It's like a journey. What kind of journey do you guys feel with listeners? I can tell the other side of how hard it would be to play this on stage because it's almost like you guys are going to have to get close enough together to connect all your energy at once.
And
it's just got to flow that way, and it'll come out
too.
The speakers later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and that actually, a hard thing with doing that live, too, is counting, because, you know, no drums, obviously, and that's actually, now I remember why he actually wrote one guitar part. And
you really
that,
have to pay attention to
that we kind of go
other.
Off of, and he keeps time. Because my original version, there's no way you could count it live, but,
Cool. So, what's your other stuff like? What else are you doing? tell us about your music in general. Whoever wants to. I want to hear from Tony over here. Tony hasn't said anything. Yeah. Tony, right. Tell us about you. Give me some generalizations, what you guys are trying to do.
Well, when we try to write stuff, we like to get what we're feeling across more than be flashy and show technicality, but we want to show
style.
Yeah, we want to show what we're feeling, get that emotion and ambience going across, and that one's a really, really good example. We have other ones just like that. I like 3 or 4 songs that are more ambient and emotional, but we have some erratic stuff. I call it erratic because it's a little more, not too much in your face, but it makes you want to get up. And I don't know, Sam the other night was just like, God, that song makes me want to get up and go to war or something like that.
Yeah, march into war. Yeah, exactly.
More like that
yeah.
now with our new drummer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what song's that?
He's insane.
That this king. One's Kill the King.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
Kill the King.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know we were talking about
anyone. Oh, that, you know, actually, that was one of the next ones we're going to play. It was actually slated for one more after this, but God, that's a good
so
cue
different.
Up to go to it.
Yeah.
So
let's go to Kill the King, and then you can tell us how. We'll experience it.
All right.
We will experience
it's
it. That's the
different.
Best way.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Wait, what? Oh, no.
It's over.
Oh,
sorry.
No,
it had to end somewhere. Yep, right there.
He said
it
something
ended.
About ask Tony.
Wait, what? Ask Tony what?
Ask Tony
yeah,
what?
Yeah, Tony what?
Tony.
What? Tony.
Why?
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 How? How could you do that to us right at the end of it?
Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. Did that song actually cut out?
No.
No.
He just turned it down.
Yeah, he turned it down. Yeah. Yeah.
Crap. What happened?
Oh, that was good.
So, Tony, you left
Tony
off.
Sorry, I'm totally sorry. Anyway, that one was actually one of the first ones I jumped in on, and Nate brought us this, and I totally flipped out because I am all for old school kind of punkish beats, just in your face, driving, and he let me add some solos on there, and then we made the rest of the riffs. And that one was a little more, obviously, a little, not really angry, but just a little more riff-driven.
It's really hard not to, I mean, just playing it, it's really hard not to just move. Like, it's
angry?
So, like, yeah. I mean, I will constantly mess up my keyboard parts to move. It's just, it's hard. It's hard to not move.
I do that
move
in every single
to that,
song.
Yeah,
though.
It's hard to not move to that song.
It's
like,
very hard.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Except Splinters, I just fuck up that one. I don't really move to that. I just fuck up just because.
I know. I felt the urge during that whole thing to just like run across the metal with a club and a battle axe in my kilt going to war.
Exactly what Sam said at the last practice.
Just waiting to get there.
Like, you want to march into battle. It's
all I could picture was a mosh pit.
Yeah.
And I was going for it. There I was in the middle. Going for it. Loved it.
Just wait till you guys hear it with our new drummer.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that song's actually a lot more intense now.
So when's the chance we can do that? When's the chance we can hear with you, drummer?
August 22nd.
August 22nd. Yep.
We're at
the Rally Yard.
Put us in the know. Cool.
Yeah, yes, I'll be there. I'll for sure.
Check
I'll
us
be
out.
There.
August 22nd at the Rail Yard with Only Threads Left and the Ripple Effect. Yeah.
We would love to see everybody. It would be awesome.
Yeah, that's
it's a Friday
be
night.
It's
gonna
be a great show.
Friday night.
God, don't you love shameless self promotion?
You have to be shameless. You have to be.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be.
There's no better kind.
You do it till people are just like, okay, fuck, fine.
Who are you? Yeah, shut up. Okay,
but you want to because you want people to listen to what you're putting out there. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
It's music.
Well, there's so
that's
much
the
stuff out there
point
now. It's competitive. I mean, it's it's not. It shouldn't be.
Yeah,
but
the playing field's leveled.
Just support each other, though.
It's definitely leveled. I mean,
it's like you have to compete but support.
Yeah,
and
it's
a hard. It's like a balance, but it's hard.
Yeah,
you're trying to get out there, but support your fellow bandmates.
Have you guys ever traveled outside of state? Like, have you gone
not
to
yet
shows?
Not yet.
You
know, we've actually. I can probably count on two hands the amount of shows we've played so far.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We've only been around a year. Thank you.
You're very good. I love it. I love it.
So, what kind of shows have you played besides? I mean, you're definitely not the typical bar band.
No, except the main place we play is Shooters. Actually, I like playing there because we get to set up our own sound. Just
nice.
Yeah, Dan from Shooters is really good about just letting us do whatever we want. Basically, not whatever we want, but like within reason.
No, he's really cool.
I like Dan. He's real practical, as easy as it can be for everybody.
Yeah. We are not a bar band, but that's all we play.
Yeah, but
bars.
Shooters is a rocker band. For sure. Or a rocker band. Rocker bar, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Like, well,
it's really,
there, that's what they're listening
to. It's really good for us, too, because of like the size of that stage.
Right, it's nice.
And
perfect.
Yeah, the Rail Yard is about, honestly, I think that's the smallest stage we can play comfortably.
Comfortably.
Yeah. We played at Black
barely
Sparrow once.
Oh,
holy
goodness.
Shit.
That was not
we were toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you had like me and then Tony and Zach on each side of me, and we're like ZZ Top style, like right there beside each other. Like,
and then Sam and I were tucked into little corners, like, we got this, it's all good. Yeah. Big old ass keyboards, and we're like, it's cool. Yeah. And we're just tucked into little corners.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
everything that could have went wrong.
Yeah.
It really did.
Like, that's not even exaggerating.
Yeah,
really
that's
did.
Normal for us.
You know, there's
though.
Something about that. You just got to love it because you'll never forget it.
It was really intimate.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah. Well, we did have people come up to us later and recognize for that show. We did. We mm-hmm. had, like, that one
well,
guy.
Well, just sitting here, I can tell you guys are very connected, all of you.
Yeah.
And that makes music even better when you're connected.
I guess.
So I guess. You guess.
I don't particularly care.
Except the sick kid over in the corner there. Yeah. He's not allowed in the
We're just team. Really
he's,
good
He's
actors.
Outside the circle.
It's not true. It just,
I see the love. Know.
Don't mind him.
Yeah, I guess. God, well, especially when we first started this band, I think we probably...
We lived together.
It was hours. Me and him lived together.
And our drummer.
We spent probably like 4 hours a day for like 4 or 5 days a week, every week for months and months, just with each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So out of curiosity, your very first show you played together, what was that like?
It was awesome.
It was really awesome.
That was actually one of our best
shows, too. We were
so pumped.
We were ready.
Oh,
yeah. We were so ready for it. Yeah,
yeah and... I think Dan at Shooters kind of took a chance on us at the time.
So that was your first gig with
Shooters,
too?
We just went to him and asked him if we could do it, and he's like, well, I don't know, you know, metal's not doing too well here, and, you know, I get that. I'm just like, well, we don't really, I don't know, but we're not really all metal, and finally I'm just like, just let us do it once.
Trust
like,
us, yeah.
Well, and actually, I think both times we've played there, what, twice now?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that many people at Shooters.
It was packed.
It was,
people were
Well, they were feeling on it, vibing on it.
Yeah,
totally.
Most of them,
totally.
Yes.
Yep.
We sold really good. We sold 27 CDs.
Yep. Our first. Yeah.
That was our CD release.
CD release show. Yeah.
That's pretty legit.
That
for
is massive.
For a Billings local show, yeah.
That's really great. Yeah, that's great.
So it's been.
Well,
yeah,
and in the industry, there's kind of an explanation for why that happened and how that happened. You see so many bands, they play every week in their own neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why. And I've had bands that I've worked with come up to me and it's like, man, I've got, you know, 3,000 followers and I'm only having 75 people show up. Well that's because the other 350 that live in town seen you last week or the week before.
Well, that's
and they're saying, I'll see them next week when they come back.
Yeah.
Don't oversaturate your own market.
Yeah.
We were saying this exact same thing today, actually. I don't know who I was talking. Who was I talking to? It was recently, but like, like if you're playing a show like every weekend, and that's exactly what you said too. Yeah, I'll just catch them the next time, and you know, it's just...
ideally, what I've seen work the best for bands, they do nothing but play CD release parties. They will spend a year, do a CD, go out, do a tour of release parties at all the bars that they've got connections with, and then stop, boom, and sell the shit out of things while they're doing it.
Well, you gotta keep what you're doing.
Sell merch. Merch.
You just gotta keep it fresh.
Leave people wanting more.
And your numbers show up. People show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a formula to some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We're still figuring
it
out.
Yeah.
Business aspect.
So how'd you guys all come together? Where's everybody from? How'd everybody come together? Guys, gals, ladies.
Someone else talking.
All right. Well, that's Zach.
Go for it, Zach.
Go ahead. Yeah, Zach.
Well, Zach's a bass player. Everybody follows the bass player.
Well, Nate and I have been buddies for a while. He knew my older brother, played in bands with my older brother, who also played bass, just not as well. And I was actually in a band until very recently with Tony called My Soul Beside Me. And that's where I know Tony from. He was the lead guitarist for that band, and I played bass for that band. And I moved in with Nate probably 7 or 8 months before we even thought of starting in Rapture. And lived with him for a while, did recordings with My Soul Beside Me with Nate. He recorded a bunch of the tracks for that band. And that's how the three of us kind of fell into place, is as things were fading out with My Soul Beside Me, this opportunity arose.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of where it all started. And then both Sam and Kaylee... I've been friends with for quite a while, and I don't know, like, neither of you really played keys or anything.
No,
I'm just
I started out
on
guitar a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. Just sort of we this, sort of yeah, fell into
this,
it. Yeah,
this whole band like so far has just kind of been us learning
it's
how to play our instruments.
Nate's giant project, and he basically asked a lot of his close friends.
I'm not a keyboard player. I just
he just wanted play to. It.
Sam, you're sitting make there in quiet contemplation. You know?
this is actually Sam's first band.
Yeah.
I was in a duet once with my best friend Jasmine Jones, the Wild Rice Project, and I did tambourine and she played acoustic guitar, and we were like bluegrass covers and did like old Crow Medicine Show and I did stuff like that. But other than that, I did choir growing up, and I did 3 piano lessons when I was like 7, and then never touched it. And then I kind of learned like little diddlies of guitar and drum, and like I don't know, it just Nate taught me the parts to the keys, and it just kind of this whole band developed my ear for music. I've always had it's always been there, I just never been in tune, and it's pretty cool. Now I can kind of write my own parts and kind of hear where things are going, and then I can learn things like crazy. Like I never thought I could learn playing another instrument while even attempting to go to school, and at the same time it was wild. So it's just this has totally been worth an experience more than anything. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, first band can't be any better. You can't get any better with a first band.
No.
At I think all. Of my first band.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even want to talk about my first band. Yeah. That's rad.
Yeah. My first band, 7th grade backyard.
There you go. Heck see? Yeah. What it
middle
mean?
School gymnasium.
same
show.
Same exact show. Hell yes.
Yep.
Yep.
God, I'm a total whore. I grab my percussions and play with whatever band says, hey, we need percussions.
Well, that's it's like you start out on one thing and then you're like, I love this. So you just progress to another thing. And that's like I had never played keyboards before. And I was kind of like, I think that sounds fun.
So wait, you just decided one day?
No, I didn't. No, like, no wow. I didn't decide one day. But
really,
like 10 years.
I've known Nate for God, like.
Okay,
11,
I'm gonna start playing keyboards.
Today. Yeah, exactly. No,
generally, actually.
No, he just asked me, "Hey, would you be interested?" And
that's amazing.
I mean, there was one band I was in a long time ago where I played a couple keyboard parts, but it wasn't significant, and I just was like, I would love to do that. So
I try to pick up the guitar.
It's never going to hurt to just do it. And then I never thought I would be so into like synthesizers and learning how they work and just changing the sound waves and different. I mean, it's just ridiculous the things that you can do with music. It's just
DJs and modulation.
You never, think about what they actually do. It's like, oh, I push a button. No, actually, they're kind of.
There's so much
it's
more.
Kind of awesome. Yeah. So,
it's a fucking headache.
And then to be in it really is. But then and to be in a band that plays the kind of music that you're interested in, you know,
right.
I mean, and to help and try and write and just do all the things that you love. It's just
Putting it out there has got to be amazing.
No, it really is. It's just and people that you're close to. It's cool.
I think
I didn't know Tony or Zach, or I didn't really know Sam that well. The only person I really knew was Nate, and it's just you're meeting new people and making new friends, and it's all in just ways that you never thought you could. So,
and you
really
even
cool.
have a follower here.
Yes. Yeah, I was just gonna say we
that
have
is
a
how just, you're growing.
We have an honest to God passenger on the airship, a hitchhiker. Come in, just drop in here.
Hello.
So.
You're either on the bus or you're off.
Take that mic away from Tony and get up here, girl. This is, I was told without a doubt, the biggest fan of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And,
love these guys.
So introduce yourself. Why? Why do you love them?
Why do you like them?
We're
going to
get right out there. Yeah, what's going on for you, girl?
Also. I've been with them since the beginning, really. Just been friends with everybody and just have followed them through their journey, and it's been awesome.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I love these guys. They're awesome. They're a mix of everything. They're pretty.
Yes, they are very pretty. Time.
That's Nathan. Let her finish.
Right? She's obviously talking about Nate.
They're pretty.
Yeah, real pretty.
Weird
the
looking. Music.
And yes, you two can have photo shoots with the band right after the show for $15 a piece.
Please pay Sam.
Yes, pay Sam.
The music's pretty, and it's heavy at the same time. It's everything. It fits everything, and So I think that everybody would like it.
Dig down deep. I want you to go deep on this. Oh, okay. Close your eyes. Emotionally, what's this do for you?
I don't know. I just...
You got to get into it. You got to close your eyes and just envision it.
Eyes closed.
And be. Don't run into the mic, though.
Just be.
It fits everything that I'm doing today. I'm just chilling out. I'm hanging out outside, just laying out in the sun or whatever. And it's calm. It's fun. And then I'm like, I'm ready for an adventure. Okay, right? I want to go hiking or whatever the hell I want to do. Right. And I'm pumped up for it. I'm listening to it in Rapture. It's awesome.
That actually made me think of something. we've
it's everything.
I think it's pretty cool, like, when you can write something that has, you know, a certain effect on someone. Like, I think we've put people to sleep. In a good way. Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way.
Relax. Yeah.
That practice with Michael and his friend. And they're just like out in the lawn chairs. Just,
I didn't have to kill anybody tonight.
I kind of want to know that story.
And, yeah. We made people cry.
Made people cry.
I've cried.
Well, it's been like within the band.
When he first brought the lot of the recordings to me, like I can honestly admit that I teared. Like, it is. It's overwhelming feeling. That's what in Rapture
the
whole
name of the band, yeah.
That's like when we came up with that band. It was like, or that name. It was just Rapture.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming state of feeling.
I was going to ask about that actually. The name.
It's not. So yeah. Like. Yeah.
Well, we're all big BioShock fans.
Except her. No. She's Deftones. I've seen that.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. We're all Deftones.
Diehard.
Yeah.
Ugh. The two questions I get about the band name are: are you guys a Christian band?
No, I actually love that. Exactly.
No, that would be scripture.
Yeah. We are strictly secular. And the other one is: have you played the video game BioShock? And is that where your name comes from?
Or was that a Deftones cover?
Yeah. No. Those are the two questions I get most about the band name. It was all actually just Sam's idea, where she was like, "It's just an overwhelming feeling of emotion." That's you're just in Rapture. That's kind of,
you know, what better name recognition can you get, though?
That's awesome.
People associate you with other bands that are famous that they know. They say, "Wow, was that something by them?" And then they get the shock. They're like, "No, this was an original thing by an indie band from your hometown, people."
Yeah.
Check it out. There's actually talent around here.
Yeah.
You know, but the name recognition. Everybody knows those words. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, it's really great marketing, but it's
I definitely love that you guys write your own stuff. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So far and few in between.
It's
not many people. That's very cool.
It's been hard for us to even, like, we've been thinking about doing a cover.
We always think of covers, but, you know.
But then we never do them.
If we're going to put that much work into something.
No, you guys got your own stuff.
When we can finally get, you know, six people together to work on music, we want to work on our own shit.
Yeah. Well, it's been so long since we've actually.
Yeah.
We've never written, really, until now, together. So it's been really nice.
Well, it's coming together nicely.
It's been really nice to just kind of feel each other out and just write together and, yeah.
I definitely want to come to one of your shows, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For
I'll be
sure.
The next show.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Yes.
Definitely. I'll be with awesome. Sam.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
I can set up speakers. I got you.
On the topic of Sam, I do want to say she actually is more of a friend than she is our biggest fan.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing.
She's a great friend to us. And
very amazing.
She's not just a person we see at shows and comes and hangs
out. She's a friend.
Once in a while. Yeah. I mean, it was just the other night. We all got drunk and watched Dead Horse Trauma.
Yeah.
At the
hell yeah.
You and Sam busted open your eyebrows.
God. Yeah, you guys. Hell yeah. High five on that. Yeah. That was a nuts show. I mean, that's another thing. We just need to support each other.
Yeah.
There's not enough of that, and it's sad.
Well, that's one thing I can see. Sam. Sam number two.
There. Sam number
two. You guys got it.
Sam and Sam.
Sam two, yeah. Integral part of the group.
Yes.
Definitely an integral part of the group.
Absolutely.
Having without a doubt.
Super awesome friends along for the ride with us.
So
pretty great.
All my friends are in this band. I don't hang out with anyone else.
Right?
That's pretty much it.
We really don't. It's just like, yeah.
So In a Downpour. We're going to listen to that next.
Yes.
When I hear the name,
Piss Break.
I know what I think of. We get to play in a Gata de Vida, too. The super long Piss Break.
All right, so.
Oh, no. No, in a Downpour.
It's long enough.
In a Downpour. Tell us a few words about
it. That is even the perfect song name for a piss break.
Yeah, you got to have a piss break in a Downpour. Nobody will notice. No one will notice.
Let's have Zach talk about this one when it's done.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to go down.
In a Downpour was one of the first ones that Nate had come to me as a just basically still a solo writer. He hadn't... This was still all the idea of starting a band out of our... or his... solo songs was still kind of up in the air, and he asked me to do some bass lines to it, and it was crazy. It just one day after work, we got off at about the same time, and then we came home from work, giggity. We both got home from work one day, and he just...
That one almost got past me.
he said, hey, I'm going to record a song tonight, and recorded all the guitar parts for this song, and all the synthesizer parts for it, pretty much just like in one sitting.
The keyboard parts are super driving in this song.
Yeah, and he asked me, he was like, you want to record a bass line to it? And I was just like, nah, you do it. And I actually didn't even have a part writing it, but it was just one of those weird ones where Nate got this crazy whiff of inspiration and just decided to, okay, tonight I'm just going to record this whole song. And sat down and recorded pretty much the entire
version. I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. Just like write a song in my head, you know, get home from work, sit down behind a drum set. I'm not a drummer. Record bass. You know, I can play bass, do guitars, then record keyboards. I'm not a keyboard player.
The one man band.
Yeah.
Pretty. Yeah. No.
You guys learn keyboards from someone
started.
That doesn't know how to play keyboards.
Yeah.
We got no fucking idea what we're doing.
We really got it.
I got a question for you, Zach. Being a bass player.
Yes.
How have you managed to go through this whole thing without throwing some funk rhythms in there?
Oh,
somewhere.
He does.
That's the thing. That's the really interesting thing is in my old band, I used to play like a lot of really crazy, really
Dr. Jellyfingers.
Yes. Yeah.
Love the bass.
So, we had a song in the old band or a jam essentially called Dr. Jellyfingers. That was just the whole time 30-second notes being slapped just nonstop the whole time, just super fast slapping stuff. And it kind of got to the point where it was just like, you know, I'm writing really, really hard, really technical stuff, and I've got 5 other people in a band now, and it's kind of hard to really sneak
pass
your part in. It's like, come on, pass the ball, be the team player here.
Yeah.
And it kind of... It,
do you ever want to just walk over and kick him in the ass and say it's your turn?
No.
Answer honest.
Be honest.
I have, without a doubt.
No, I think in a band with 5 other people, it's really important not to think too much about your own parts. I have plenty of parts, in my opinion, that I think are really cool. I have a little ditty in a song called Panic. That's actually pretty... heavy bass-driven song.
That's on the list for tonight, isn't
it? Yeah, I think that's one of the ones we're going to wrap up.
That's one of our more wacky ones.
If you guys stick around and listen to Panic, that one has some really cool bass lines in it. My favorite of the bass lines I've written. We have a song that we haven't recorded and released as a band yet called Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
That has...
There's a theme that everybody can relate to.
Great samples.
The funny thing about that is it never really had a name, and we have a sample in the beginning of the song that's from the first Evil Dead movie, and we never really gave it a title, so we just
never
started calling it
Evil Dead.
It's Evil Dead. That's what it is.
And with our new drummer, it's just been
that one has a lot of cool slap lines.
Brutal.
I think I have 2 songs where I do some pretty technical stuff, and if the song calls for it when we're writing it, I'll write something pretty technical. If I'm like, this is a little open, I want to put a cool fill here. It really just depends on how the feel of the song goes, and I haven't really felt like I need to stand out more than I do.
That's cool, though.
Even though I know I am a good enough player to play something really shredding.
I think we all
It's just like,
know.
Come on, it gets really fucking boring listening to a bassist
talk about that a
play
bit
slap
back.
Lines over and over
that's
totally
again. Definitely
know
want
where,
to talk about that when we come
where
back.
Where to control
I
our
share
levels, yeah.
An experience a lot of musicians
For
have
sure.
had, and I want to share it, and I want to talk about what you just said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to go to In the Downpour, cut out to that, because we all got a downpour. We've been drinking some
awesome.
Great beer from Yellowstone Valley Brewing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for helping sponsor the show.
Thank you.
Now now we gotta have a nature call. We'll be right back. That's quite a journey from what we started out with tonight. So that's a long ways from where we began. How about that journey? What's that? That's so different from where we started. I'm like almost, I went from laying in a field asleep under the stars watching the northern lights to wanting to charge into battle with a battle axe to, yeah.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
I'm pretty ADD, though, so I get bored real easy. I like this.
Okay, well, this is just the music for you.
I'm not the least bit bored.
I'm glad we're here.
Now I can avoid that meth habit that people have been talking to me about.
I think,
Wait, what? Did you see that rabbit? Look at this shiny thing.
Shiny colors. Super awesome. Squirrel.
We all have a really pretty broad taste in music. Yes. I know we all have a really... We listen to a lot of different genres and subgenres and et cetera, go on and on and on about the music we listen to. But we're not tied down to one specific thing. And that's what's really cool about being in a... experimental band, I guess you would say, is that we can pretty much do whatever the hell we want. If someone doesn't like it, it's like, well, we're an experimental band. So
that's the attitude. Like that's the attitude every band should have, I think.
Right?
I don't know if I'd call it experimental as much as I would experiential.
Right? That's better. That's, I like that.
Experiential.
Like
that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Definitely.
Next song.
Being so many people in the band too, it's really cool being able to bring different ideas all together.
Yeah,
like all of us have different ideas. And it all kind of comes together, and we're willing to work with each other. Like, there's so many people that it's just, it's nice.
No lack of ideas, that's for sure.
No, yeah. It's an overload of ideas at this point.
Yep. Hey, I want to come back to something we left off with Zach over there. And, you know, when you say the concept of ideas coming to it, there's a couple of words that I haven't heard here tonight. And it's really cool that I haven't heard them, because I hear them quite often. And one of them's opinions. Rather than ideas. I like ideas a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
That's really comfortable. But Zach, the way you were talking about and playing bass and how you fit in with the band and everything, I get a real taste, a real sense of humility there, and being humble about what you're doing and the power and the strength behind it. Bass, it does. It a lot of power, a lot of strength. I mean, most bands, everybody follows the bass, except the percussionists, we follow rhythm. But we're the weirdos in the bunch anyway. Yeah. But I've had so many friends that have gone like out to Seattle and come back just with their tail between their legs and burnt out because of the egos and the industry and how brutal and just how much it beats you down. You've got the antidote to that, Zach. You totally do.
Well, as far as being humble, I mean, that's what I really like about this band is it's not just like, okay, this song needs a guitar solo. Someone has to shred. So I've seen enough people shred. I get it. You can play. I don't care. Write a cool song. Yep. I mean, everybody can shred.
You got 12 fingers? I know another guy that's got 12 fingers.
Exactly. Right? Something that people connect to and listen to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hear one person play one thing that's really cool. I want to hear... a big group of people play something together that is astounding.
That's even harder to do.
Yeah, I think it says way more to be five other people.
Yep.
You know?
That's literally putting your own thing aside.
Not that we don't appreciate Tony's solos.
Yeah.
Right. Tony, don't get me wrong.
There is a lot of really technically impressive things that guitars do and keys do and that bass does at times. I mean, everybody has a time to shine. But I don't want to listen to one thing. I mean, why masturbate when you could have an orgy?
Yep.
There you
I
go.
Was
like,
yeah, that's perfect.
I was thinking that the whole time. Yeah, and when you know when anyone is doing something that stands out, we're really good about taking turns and sharing.
So, I've been wanting to do this all night long. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Now it's your turn to talk.
What you got in that other guitar case, Tony? Liz, have the goods here. You know, you got to give it out. Give it out here.
What am I supposed to say to that?
I don't even know what to say to that.
Ears are silent.
Hey, Tony.
What was the question?
It doesn't matter what the question was.
It just means Tony.
What are you thinking right now, Tony? What are you thinking about?
Yeah. I Give us the goods, Tony.
I wish I could have some beer. All right, I will take some.
The keyboard player.
Hey, have a beer.
Yes.
Awesome.
No,
have a beer. Have a beer while you still can.
What I'm thinking about actually is I really love most about this band is everyone's open to ideas, yes, but you can like say Nate has a keyboard part or Zach or myself, anybody in the band, we just go to that person and we're like, we just build off of it. Like it's not just like that's your part, well, you know, just play it. It's like we sit down and build off of it, pretty much.
Whatever instrument starts it, we... I like starting with keys.
I like starting with keys is awesome.
We can and we work on it. Yeah. We get together, we do we finish it.
So I was asking Zach this earlier, actually, during our downpour break. And I was wondering, have you ever thought about doing some vocalists in your stuff?
We've tossed around the idea a lot. A lot, actually. Especially at the beginning when the band was really just starting out. And we had a song, The Evil Dead, probably our heaviest song this far into our writing. That song, we had a guest vocalist, Anthony Coughlin, who did vocals for Nate's old band, Like God's Destroyer. And it was really good and everything, but it just... At this point, I'm really, really
happy
with
it. You almost don't need it.
Yeah, I'm really happy with
this,
how it
in this
is.
Band, we from the very beginning, we said, you know, we pretty much decided
it's
that
the
we didn't need a vocalist. You know, I've been in bands before to where it's just like we're just pulling our hair out, just trying to find a vocalist because, you know, and part of it is we're like this band, especially. Even if we wanted a vocalist, it's not going to happen because we are way too picky.
I was just saying, that's the word.
Yeah.
Picky,
and,
way too picky.
Yeah, I've been in bands before to where, you know, we'll just be an instrumental band just because we can't find anyone. We kind of just give up. But this band, from the beginning, it was, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. Like I said, not I don't really feel like you need it. It's the music speaks on its own without even words.
And I'm not saying, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future, but these songs that we have now,
From what I've listened to so far, I like that I interpret it my own way. So the words aren't needed.
That's what we like. Yeah.
They're
yeah.
not needed because I'm interpreting it in my way.
Even when there's
creating visualizations in my head. And that's what I really like is the visualizations that it creates within my mind. And those are personal to me.
Yeah.
They're based on my experiences, my memories, my hopes, my dreams, things like that. If you can tap into that for somebody,
That goes beyond
anything
that's
marketable.
Really
that goes beyond it just being music.
Yeah. The words just drown it out.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it becomes spiritual. It really does, and that's and since you're listening to you guys' stuff, even right here in the studio tonight, where we're talking about and everything, I still get that when I listen to it.
And that's why when someone asked me, you know, what were you thinking about when you made this and everything, like, I could tell you, like, for a lot of the songs, but I don't like to, because it's just, like, that's not important. I mean, it's
not know, what you were thinking.
What do you think about when
you
hear it? I mean, it's just, it has a different meaning.
You're the listener. I mean, you're the one who's interpreting it. We're the ones that are...
There's no wrong way to interpret it.
Yeah,
it's just,
I remember our lit class in college. I was like, what's the meaning behind this story?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you ask the guy that wrote it? Because you really don't know. You're taking it out of context. It's based on your experiences and your Marxism and your Christianity or whatever else. And you know what? In the end, it doesn't matter.
Right?
It really doesn't matter.
I still listen
just
to songs now, and I'm like,
just
I have
own
no
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
Just own it. Well, it's about that time. We're going to get ready to wrap it down here in a little bit, and I think I'm going to have our in-flight engineer over there, Sean, when we break out, go to Evil Dead, and then he can... Is there anything you guys want to have people listen to before then?
We Evil Dead. Whatever
we got panic queued up.
Oh, that's right. I knew there was one I was missing from earlier in the show.
Oh, here's a quick question. You guys don't do phone calls on this, do you?
We don't.
I just got a text from the We Three Bears guys. They're like, do they have a phone system for
Verbal
Pleasure?
We do have one. You're not allowed to use it. No, you can't have it. It's ours. We won't let you.
Oh, no. So, Justin, that's, I'm not texting you back. There's your answer.
There you go. Sorry. So, anyway, gotta thank the people to help us put this show on here.
Thank
Yellowstone
you so
Valley
much.
Brewers, definitely.
Yes.
Thank you guys. Rolling through Legendary Tattoo, Jason yes. and Cameron down there, those guys, Yellowstone Cellars and Winery for sure. Adventure Whitewater, they pay the bills. Nice. Atlantic Technologies and Studios here, they run the studio for us. 10 Star Records production of The Earthship that's moving out for the night. We're getting ready to land, but you don't have to go anywhere. Just hang out and listen.
Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Come check